Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AY live and local here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, it's 1 p.m. on AY Radio, which means it's time to open up the phone lines. 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. What do you want to see Sunday at 425 when the Commanders take on the Lions? Are you still hoping this team will turn it around and 3-6 could possibly become 10-7 or 11-6? Are you looking to next season already? I've had a ton of listeners send me their mock drafts. Stub, November 7th, I'm getting mock drafts. I hate this so much. I just want to win football games. But what I'm looking for this weekend is I want to see my team compete. What are you looking for? 833-804-0910. It's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
What are you looking for Sunday? No Jaden Daniels, no Terry McLaurin. Pretty much don't have all the big playmakers you had from last season. This season has spiraled out of control, and I don't think Dan Quinn's getting it back. I like his commitment, though, to effort and his commitment to not having the same mistakes happen again on the defensive side of the ball. He basically told the media, like, all right, you guys want me more involved in defense? I can't be more involved in defense. I'm helping Joe Witt do everything. And yet we haven't seen this defense improve. That needs to happen. But I want to see my team compete. That's what I'm looking for on Sunday. For Washington to just be in this game in the second half. To look solid at times on all three phases. Injured teams in the NFL win. We just saw the Cardinals, without their quarterback, beat the Dallas Cowboys. You could be in on the Cowboys, you could be out on the Cowboys. We saw what Dallas did to Washington this season. Arizona just did the same thing to Dallas. Teams with bad records, they pull off upsets every week. I mean, it feels like every single week. It's all about effort. Limiting mistakes, miscues, and errors. But I want to see a full team performance. I want to see complimentary football like we saw last season. I'm out on this team winning shootouts. That's not happening. I'd like to watch a 10-7 game like Thursday Night Football. I want to see the Lions punt. That is one of the biggest things that I'm looking for. But 10-7 last night, Broncos won over the Raiders. Thursday Night Football, a lot of you probably hated it. It was a defensive battle. Or maybe it was offenses that weren't executing. I'd like to see that once this season. Instead, we're getting a team that gives up 30, 35, 40 almost every single week, and they can't get off the field. And it's gotten this fan base to lose its mind. There was a viral clip of a Commanders fan calling into Chris Long's show to complain about the defense. Let's take a listen.
Oh, phone lines.
Locals are calling.
Let's do it.
Hey, Chris, I don't have a Twitter handle, but calling to you this morning from Minnesota. I am a huge Washington fan. If you're playing the Commanders, would you think about employing a strategy where you intentionally cheat on first down? So in other words, if I were scouting them, I'd say, hey, everybody hold on first down. If it doesn't get called, it's great. We got a good chance to get a chunk play here. You know, maybe block a guy in the back, grab a face mask, you know, pull him to the ground to create a hole for a running back. What I would say is I'd say, guys, just we are going to cheat every first down, because if it gets to second and 25, it's an automatic 50-yard play every time. Second and long is the greatest opportunity to move off against this defense that I've ever seen in the history of the NFL. Second and 25, write it down. 30 yards, 40 yards. Every time! Why? Let me know what you think about that.
Pretty good call there. If you want to chime into this show, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. I feel the same way. When I watch this defense, I feel like I'm waiting to watch a disaster. I know someone's going to miss a tackle. I know someone's going to miss an assignment. I know somebody's going to overshoot their gap and give up a big run, or let the quarterback sneak around and pick up the first down. We know the mistakes are coming. Can they limit them? They've got a plan to improve the defensive issues. We haven't seen them be able to execute that. Let's take a listen to Dan Quinn addressing the defensive issues that this team has had this season, and it's just like embarrassing because every week there's a different defensive issue. Here's Dan Quinn.
On a can you say the first, like, how much does it bother me? Is that, like, yeah, like, 10 out of 10, like, bother me. As the head coach, like, biggest thing, like, I want to be play style, you know, our philosophy of how we want to play. And so that part, when I don't get that, like, we want, obviously, it agitates me on any of the phases. And then the skill development of the players, I obviously, that's an important part to me, because if I can help develop the guys, we can, you know, find our way back. But as far as, like, the involvement, yeah, I'm involved, and I want to see us increase, you know, tackling and takeaways and some fundamentals that would go with that. And then as we're going through, you'd heard us say earlier, can we simplify some things? Can we make it more, you know, so we can process and hit and do things better? And so that's really where I push everybody to go to, defensively especially. But all three phases, really. But that's where I'm leaning in the most. But that's honestly, like, where I normally lean in the most.
Look, Dan Quinn confirmed what I've been saying for 2 years now. The defensive struggles are keeping him up at night. Does it bother him? 10 out of 10, it bothers him. I told you that. He's a defensive-minded coach. And when the defense struggles, it's eating him up inside. Now, here's one thing I will say. I don't think Ron Rivera tried to change things. I think Dan Quinn is really trying. He's trying to fix the problem. They're trying to do everything. And I'm sorry, but I'm always going to appreciate a coach that is trying to change things rather than doing the same thing over and over again. He said that at points, they're asking the players for feedback so they can try to improve as a coaching staff as well. I'm all for it. They've increased the number of walkthroughs and the time length they're doing the walkthroughs to try to make an impact defensively, right? The classroom element of this. I think that's Dan Quinn's special sauce. Will we see this defense improve over the next few weeks here? I don't know. It's up in the air. I truly don't think they have the talent that any coaching would make a difference. But as they lock in to coaching better on the defensive end, we'll see what kind of improvements they make. Is it going to work? I don't know, because I think you can improve the secondary play, but then if the damn D-line can't get home, eventually guys are going to get open. You can improve the D-line play, but if the secondary is still having communication issues, then you're going to give up big plays. It's like they plug one hole, and then another hole starts pouring out of water. It's been so frustrating. But I think he's committed to trying things on the defensive side of the ball. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I still believe that Dan Quinn's the right guy for this job here. I really do. It's been upsetting this season for sure. But, like, this was always a roster that was not good enough. And although last year they were able to recalibrate, it kind of feels like you got to get back to the drawing board and rebuild up the defensive side of the ball. Let's take a listen to Dan Quinn talking about the slump, because I thought this was an interesting answer from your head coach.
We're obviously in a tough slump. I mean, like, you can't deny this. But I don't feel differently. How we're performing does not make me happy. You know, we're beating ourselves. We're not hitting the marks that we need to. But that doesn't change my outlook or my belief. I have a sense that it's about to go again. And I see that because of practice. I see that because of locker room. But it does have to take place on the field too, Nikki. That's a big deal. But I also love there's some people that are developing, but it still comes down to the performance on the field. So I have not changed my mindset on that in the midst of a tough, tough stretch for us. I have not changed my mindset on that.
I thought that's so interesting. I have a sense it's about to turn around. What is he seeing in practice? Because in the games, we've seen it get worse and worse and worse, right? I mean, the Bears game, the team should have won. The Cowboys game, they had no business being in that game. The Chiefs game, we got lucky for a first half. And then the Seahawks, it all unraveled on offense and on defense, and it ended with a devastating injury. What is he seeing? How are they going to turn it around? I mean, I will say, in the second half of that Seahawks game, they were able to run the ball more with Chris Rodriguez Jr. And then they went back to Bill, and it didn't make sense for me. Chris Rodriguez needs to be this team's starting running back this Sunday. And he was named as one of the three captains, so I believe that's what we're going to see. I think the only way that this team competes on Sunday is smash-mouth football, is Chris Rodriguez running for 120 yards. The running game opening things up for the passing game for Marcus Mariota to run as well. When you run the ball successfully, you're going to win time of possession. You're going to keep your defensive side of the ball on the sidelines there watching the game. That's what the plan has to be. Run Chris Rodriguez 35 times for 120 yards. Take up, you know, 35-plus minutes of possession. They're going to have to change their style of play if they're going to be in this game here. We're not going to be able to win this game if Marcus Mariota is throwing 30-plus times. That can't happen. And so I'll be interested to see how Cliff Kingsbury leans on Anthony Lynn, the run game coordinator, to try to be able to move the football. And Cliff Kingsbury talked about it yesterday when he was at the podium. They want to run the football. They're committed to that, but not when you're down two scores, and not when you're down two scores in the second half. And you look at how many times that's happened this year, it makes sense why they've taken a massive step back as a rushing team. You are able to run the football when it's tied or you have a lead, and you're able to commit to that. When you're playing from behind, obviously, in the back of your mind, you're going to be thinking, well, can we get it all in one play? Not if it's a running play. Yeah, maybe if it's a passing play. And so I think that plays a part into everything. But drive one Sunday has to be points on the board. That full stop. They're not winning this game if they can't put points on the board on the first drive of the game. We have to play with a lead, have any chance against an offense as good as the Detroit Lions. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. We'll bring on Moneyline Mac to touch on the college football games of the weekend coming up next. We'll get into the NFL with the certified game of the week, and then we'll bring on Matt Shelton to talk a little VCU hoops. And we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free. Anywhere you get your apps at, it's AUDACY. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off as we go around the NFL with NFL hits.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL hits on AWOD Radio.
So the Broncos improved to 8-2 on the season, 5-0. Yeah, 5-0 at home with a 10-7 win over the Vegas Raiders. Thursday night's always fluky. That's why I stayed away from betting it. And for three quarters, it seems like Vegas was going to somehow pull out the win because their defense was all over Bo Nix and the Broncos, and they could not run the ball. And then J.K. Dobbins got going, and the Broncos scored, and then took the lead in the third quarter. And it was the Vegas offense that couldn't do anything, as Geno Smith was sacked six times, left the game with an injury. Kenny Pickett came in. Geno Smith would come back into the game, hobbled, and still couldn't lead his team to victory because they could not get Brock Bowers going. And so with the win for the Broncos, they are in a great spot as we look at the 2025 NFL playoff picture. At the top, 96% to make the playoffs is the Buffalo Bills, with the Colts right behind them at 94% and the Broncos at 89%. That will jump into the 90s now with their win on Thursday Night Football. And it does to me seem like the playoff picture is a little bit more clear in the NFC than it is in the AFC. I mean, right now, your top seven teams in the NFC are Philly, Tampa, Seattle, Green Bay, L.A., 49ers, and Detroit. I would not be surprised if those were your seven teams to make it into the playoffs. If Chicago screws up at the end of the season and misses out, I'm not shocked. If Carolina keeps losing, I'm not shocked at all. Minnesota's the interesting team at 4-4 because we'll see how McCarthy gets going and if he can stay healthy. And at Dallas, they're 3-5-1, and yet it's like there's buyers and sellers at the trade deadline, and then there's what the hell is Dallas doing? They're trying to compete like this season's not over yet. I mean, I had a Dallas fan literally reach out to me today, and he's a buddy of mine, Stubb, and I said, are we together in misery, or do you still think the Cowboys have a chance? And he said, well, a couple years ago, we traded for Amari Cooper and went from 3-6 to 10-6, so I'm not giving up on this season. I said, wow, that's very interesting, because I think you're screwed at 3-5-1. But so in my mind, I think the seven teams that are in the playoffs right now in the NFC, I wouldn't be surprised if those get locked in over the next few weeks here. In the AFC, well, Kansas City's right now on the outside looking in, and Baltimore's on the outside looking in, and Cincinnati's on the outside looking in. Well, Cincinnati might stay on the outside looking in, but you really never know with the weapons they have on offense if Joe Flacco can spread the ball around. And Houston's on the outside looking in. Like, Who was a playoff team last year? Kansas City, Houston, Baltimore, and Cincinnati was the last team out. All four of those teams right now would miss out on the postseason. I really think the AFC playoff picture is very confusing and very blurry, and in the NFC, it's starting to clear up a little bit. Who do you think, Stubb, is the best team right now in the NFC? You've got five teams with six wins.
It's between two for me. And it's what Ryan Clark was debating this morning when we aired that. It's Philly and the Rams, and I'm going to give it to Philly just because they just won, and I don't have a reason to doubt them yet.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Philly, but I do think that the two five-win teams are in the conversation in Green Bay and Detroit because those two teams have had the highs that I think are higher than Tampa Bay, higher than Seattle, and higher than the L.A. Rams. Like I think Green Bay has shown this season how good they can be on any given Sunday. And I think the same can be said about the Detroit Lions, right? Like, Detroit had their big win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Detroit's had a couple of big wins this season. Green Bay's had a big win over the Detroit Lions and quite a few big wins this season, like most recently a pretty good win over a Pittsburgh Steelers team. So to me, it's Philly number one, and then I'd probably say Green Bay, Detroit tied for two and slightly ahead of the LA Rams. It's about the age of those rosters. I wonder how healthy LA can stay, but I said the same thing last year. I really did, and then they got hot. So
we've just watched the Packers and the Lions lose some weird games, right? I mean, Green Bay's lost to the Browns and the Panthers, and they tied with a terrible Cowboys team. Detroit got whooped to start the season by the Packers. They've been doing okay otherwise, but they just got lost to the Vikings that I don't think are that good. The Rams, their losses have been a blocked field goal by the Eagles and a close one with the Niners. I think the Rams have been very consistently in and competing in every game, and they're winning the ones they're supposed to.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens this weekend when they go to San Francisco to take on the Niners, because the winner of that one will be at least a tie for the top of the standings here. That division just been really good this year, because even Arizona at 3-5 has surprised a few people at times. They started good, then Murray got hurt, and then Brissett has looked much better than Murray in the last 2 weeks. So as we look at the big games for this weekend, we've already told you, I think there are 4 3-star games being played this weekend and a couple 2-star games as well. And the 4:25 game on Fox, Rams-Niners, is going to be great. The 8:20 game on NBC, Steelers-Chargers, I think is going to be great. And same with the Monday Night Football. But only one of those games can be the AWOD Radio Certified NFL Game of the Week. You want to find out? You're going to have to keep listening here on 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM and always available on the Odyssey app. From the NFL to the college ranks, we've got a top 15 team here in the state of Virginia with UVA. JMU is keeping their sweat alive for the college football playoffs as the G5 team. I believe that's currently Memphis right now. Moneyline Mac, Ryan McIntyre, will join us next on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So while it's been doom and gloom for the Washington Commanders, it's been an incredible season for the Virginia Cavaliers. And I do love the 12-team college football playoffs, making every game in November even more crucial. And I think there's a few elimination games that will be played this weekend where you just can't bounce back if you're Missouri and you lose a third SEC game, this one to Texas A&M. Joining us right now to talk a little college football nationally and locally, it's our buddy Moneyline Mac, Ryan McIntyre. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Juan, what's up, man? Yes, great time. We got college hoops, college football. Happy Friday.
Absolutely. And Stubb's been tracking your plays that you've given out on AWOD Radio. We have you at 25-11-1, plus 14 units. Let's ride, Mac.
Let's go. It's a good year, man. Let's keep it rolling.
Absolutely. So we'll start with your top two best bets of the weekend. Any two, top two.
Just looking at the board here, I really like Iowa. I like Iowa. We've just seen that over the years where teams go into Kinnick and they really struggle. And I just think that Iowa's the more proven team compared to Oregon. You look at Oregon, you start peeling back Oregon's resume a little bit, it's underwhelming. Their best win is Northwestern, because Penn State, yeah, that was a nice win. But, I mean, how good is Penn State really in the end? So that's my favorite play of the weekend. If I had to give out my second one, I'll narrow it down here. I'll take the one-game bump. Give me LSU post-Brian Kelly going into Tuscaloosa getting 10.5. We've seen that rivalry. We've seen DeBoer struggle as a bigger favorite. LSU's getting 10.5. We just see so many times in college football where the coach gets fired, they rally for the interim. We just saw with Florida covering last week against Georgia, almost knocked off the Bulldogs outright. I think we get a similar thing here. I'll take LSU plus 10.5. I think this is a one-possession game in this great rivalry.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick right there. And going back to what you said about Iowa against Oregon, I'm not a believer in Oregon, and I'm not a believer in the Big Ten at all. Would you be shocked at all if Penn State at home covered 14.5 against Indiana and made this a game? I don't think the Big Ten is as good as everybody thinks it is. I get it. They have two teams that haven't lost yet, but Ohio State and Indiana, I don't think those teams are as good as some of the SEC teams this season. So I kind of be interested in your bet on Penn State. Would you take Penn State plus 14.5?
I am taking Penn State, and you kind of look at the look-ahead line in the preseason. They were going to be lighting like 13. So, I mean, this is like 30 points of correction here. I know Indiana's awesome with Cignetti, and I hate going against Cignetti because he seems to know the number and almost run up the score to a certain degree. But, I mean, Penn State at home, it's still a hard place to win at. As bad as they've been, they should have beat Oregon there, to like we just talked about. So I'll take Penn State in the getting plus 2 touchdowns here.
We got Ryan McIntyre, Moneyline Mac, with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You can check out everything that he does and follow him at The College Experience, and check out the podcast they do, TCE on SGPN. Your thoughts on the 12-team college football playoffs? I mean, you got 4 SEC, 3 Big Ten, 2 Big 12, 1 ACC. Will it stay that way?
I think they've made it pretty clear that they're gonna go out of their way to take care of the SEC. I didn't agree with Texas and Oklahoma being as high as they were when you look at their resumes, and I don't think Notre Dame should be as high as they were. They really haven't beaten anybody. I know they have close losses to really good teams, but still, I mean, I think that we'll probably see 5 SEC teams. I think you'll see 3 Big Ten teams. You'll see Notre Dame as the one, and then I think you may get a second Big 12. If you get 2 11-1 Big 12 championship appearances, it could be a rematch of this weekend with BYU and Texas Tech.
So that's 5 SEC, 3 Big Ten, 1 ACC, 2 Big 12, 1 Notre Dame there getting in. What do you think of the JMU Dukes to get into the college football playoffs? We've been talking about how they need the American to keep beating each other up, but also, I think you have to look at, like, San Diego State or maybe another team from the Mountain West as well.
Yeah, I think JMU's been awesome. When you really dive into JMU's resume, it's good because Louisville has one loss, and they were winning in the second half of that game. So JMU does have a couple tricky spots here. I personally thought it was a crime that they weren't ranked in the top 25 with their resume. But like I said, they're going out of their way to protect the SEC and Big Ten. A team like Tennessee should not be ranked over JMU with 3 losses and no quality wins. So JMU's got at Marshall. That's a tricky game. And then they got the rivalry with App State and Wazoo. And what is ironic is Coastal's only 1 game back of them in the Sun Belt, and they got to go to Coastal. So JMU could go from potentially, if they drop that game, having a chance to make the playoff to missing the playoff altogether and missing the conference championship.
I'm so glad you brought up Tennessee because I said that was an elimination game for them versus Oklahoma. They lost that and yet are still in the top 25. Like, we need to draw a line at some point here. It's incredible how much bias there is for the SEC. There's a lot of teams in the SEC I like, but then you look and it's like, well, there's also a lot of teams that are way overrated this year, and we thought we'd see better performances from LSU, Florida, South Carolina as well. So, I mean, you got to mention, the SEC's got teams really good in the top half, but also teams that are overrated in the bottom half. The Big 12, give me the pathway to them getting 2 teams in.
I think if BYU or Texas Tech beats BYU this weekend, and then they have a rematch and they're both 11-1 going into that game, I don't think you can penalize one of those for losing a Big 12 championship game. We saw that's what happened with SMU last year when they entered the ACC title game. They lost to SMU or they lost to Clemson, but they didn't penalize them, as they should have, because you shouldn't be penalized for playing in a Big 12 championship game when a third or fourth place SEC or Big Ten team doesn't play in their conference championship game.
We got Moneyline Mac with us here, and look, let's go behind the curtain a little bit. You have Big 12 bias, as you are a West Virginia Mountaineer. You guys are 3-6 on the season, but why is the Big 12 rated higher than the ACC? When the ACC has five top 25 teams and four in the top 20, why is the Big 12 higher?
Well, I think you just look at the non-con. The Big 12 really beat up on the ACC. I think they were 7-1 or 6-1 head-to-head. And I just think that the quality of depth in the Big 12 is better than the ACC. I think the bottom in the ACC is really bad. I think what happened was, I mean, you look at SMU. SMU went 0-2 against the Big 12, so with losing to Baylor and TCU. So I think it just comes down to the Big 12 took care of their business in the non-con versus the ACC that didn't.
Is there a path to the ACC getting two teams in?
I don't see it. If there is, I mean, their highest ranked team is Virginia at 14. The other thing that's hurting the ACC, AWOD, is the big brands are bad. Clemson's horrible. Florida State's horrible again. Miami, once again under Chris Ball, is underachieving. So I think that's the main thing. It's just the big brands, the ACC's kind of flipped here. Who would have thought UVA would be the only undefeated team coming into the final 3 weeks here down the stretch?
Yeah. I hate to talk about the big brands, because I could throw it back in your face that TCU is one of the big brands. West Virginia, one of the big brands. Colorado, what Deion's supposed to be, the big brand of the Big 12. And those teams have been awful this year. So I get it. Like, people are not used to seeing Virginia at the top of the ACC. But I hate, they're not the brand name team. That has changed with the NIL and the transfer portal, and you're seeing that with Virginia and Georgia Tech at the top with Pitt at number three right now. And people just discrediting Virginia for close wins. No, I think you should be giving them more credit for the close wins.
Well, and I agree. And you could say the same thing with BYU, is why they're undefeated and they're ranked seventh behind all these one-loss SEC teams. Virginia got a raw deal, I thought, in the polls. And I thought Louisville did too, and Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech had run the table before this week, lost a tough game at NC State. And if you know anything about NC State, like, that's a hard place to win at. They beat Virginia already this year. So I did think that the ACC got shafted, but I don't think they got shafted for the Big 12. I thought it was a crime that Texas and Oklahoma and Notre Dame with two losses were ahead of all those one-loss ACC teams.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I respect the SEC the most, and then the Big Ten. But look, the ACC is being treated like a G5, like a one bid league, I'm not sure what else they can do here. Like, the talk can't be, if Clemson and Miami are bad, the ACC gets no respect. Well, how many years in a row has that been the case here? Right? I mean, Miami has never figured it out. It feels like they always step on these landmines halfway through the conference schedule.
Well, yeah, especially because it's crystal ball. I mean, crystal ball. Crystal ball will crystal ball. The fact that they have two losses with the roster that they have is, in my opinion, criminal. I mean, they were that lackluster performance. The way that they came out of the bye week against Louisville was a joke. Just the way that they were completely unprepared, and then losing at SMU. I mean, I know it's a tough place to play, but Miami has a far better roster, but. That's what he does, man. Miami just finds ways to lose games, to your point.
So my take on Notre Dame is I think they're a really good team this year. But I have them losing at Pitt. Does that change your mind about the ACC getting a second team in? Or is that just an SEC spot opening back up?
Probably an SEC spot opening back up. But, I mean, hey, that would knock that would knock out Notre Dame. I currently already took my Jazz at Notre Dame today. You look at their wins, USC at home is their best win, and then at Arkansas. So, like, their resume is very underwhelming. I know that they've done a good job since starting 0-2 and rallying, but like, there's a reason they're rallying. They're playing a very soft schedule, in my opinion.
Yeah. So then I think my follow-up to that would be, well, does a 2-loss Big Ten team deserve to get in?
Yeah, I think a 2-loss Big Ten team does, but 3 losses, no. I think the 3-loss, if we're going to see a 3-loss, we know it's going to go to the SEC.
So Michigan, do they have a shot to get in, or do they have to beat Ohio State at the end of the season?
I think they got to beat Ohio State to get in, yeah. Because their best win is Washington at home. It's just that's what we're going to see, is we're going to see a boatload of 9-3 SEC Big Ten teams, and it's going to be a lot of debating going on first week in December.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, man. Any other bets you want to give out here before we let you go?
Yeah, I just had it up. I am going to take I'll take Missouri at home. I know how awesome Texas A&M has been, but I think that this is a good spot for them. You're getting 3 straight road games, so I will take the points with the Missouri Tigers. And then looking ahead to primetime, I like Kansas getting the short number at Arizona. I think Jalen Daniels and company are going to be chippy. And I do like BYU in the points. I know that Texas Tech is awesome, but I think over 10 points, I'm going to take BYU. Satake's been great as an underdog.
Yeah, I like BYU. I do think that they deserve where they're at right now, and should be even higher as they continue to win. Mac, always appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, A-Wad. Take it easy, man.
Yep, you're listening to A-Wad Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wad Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Yesterday, we saw the Stranger Things premiere that had Millie Bobby Brown and David Harbour together smiling and taking photos. just a week after there was a bunch of TMZ articles about Millie Bobby Brown and David Harbour not getting along, and there was a story that maybe she had said to the cast members that she thought he was bullying him. And it's kind of interesting because it feels like they have tried to just ruin Stranger Things. First off, it started 10 years ago, and we're finally getting to the final season. Let's catch you up on all things Hollywood and entertainment here on Netflix.
Netflix, the best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
So, Stubb, have you been following this? Has it just been reported that basically it was fake news? Because she's opened up here at the red carpet and talked about the special bond that she has with David Harbour.
I hadn't seen anything about David Harbour and Millie Bobby Brown.
Really?
I just saw stuff about him and his wife or fiance. I don't know whatever relationship that was. That's the only thing I've seen about David Harbour.
Yeah, he's been dragged through the mud. It feels like in the last few weeks here, there was a lot that came out about his wife and supposedly him cheating on her, Lily Allen. But then there was several reports about Millie Bobby Brown and him as well. But I don't know. It feels like there's not much excitement, positive excitement for the end of this series, Stranger Things, that had everybody on their edge of their seats when the first season came out.
For me, that's entirely the length. The distance between episodes and seasons. I looked it up right now. It's been like 9.5 months from the first season of Stranger Things to now. I mean, 9.5 years.
9.5 years.
I looked at, that was the amount of time that Friends was on air, about 9.5 years. They got 10 seasons and 236 episodes. Stranger Things is going to hit about 42.
Right. I mean, I moved to Richmond in June of 2022, and I remember people were hyping up season 4 had just dropped. Like, people were going crazy. That was 2022, and now we are 3.5 years later, and we're about to get to the next one. It's just
I was on summer break following my freshman year of high school watching the first season of the show.
Yeah,
just ridiculous.
So is that? So who's to blame here? Is that Netflix's fault?
The Duffer Brothers, I guess. They're just taking a while to write these scripts and writing such like long, detailed. Need a lot of money. Need a lot of time to make scripts. I guess it's on them. And maybe you could say it's on Netflix for allowing them to do that. But when you're Netflix and they create the biggest show ever for your streaming service, you're going to give them all the time they ask for.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. I'm still discussing with my friend group this YouTube TV Disney argument. It'll never die. I mean, we talked about it at length yesterday. I think we did 3 full segments about it. We had callers, we had people tweeting us their thoughts, and then it's like I got off the air and all my friends started blowing me up about the exact same thing. We've all decided we're going to a bar this Saturday. All right, that's our plan for this Saturday. And then we'll see. Hopefully it's back by Monday Night Football. Hopefully it's resolved. But I will be going to a bar for this Saturday's college football games. But what do I do if they don't have it at the bar, right?
That's a good point.
I'm not sure when this thing will ever be resolved. But it just feels like the more I look into it, everybody believes that eventually one of these two, you know, Google versus Disney, will back down and work together here. But I don't know. You did get the website from Coach?
Yeah. I've not quite looked into it. I had a busy day. I appreciate it from Coach. I don't trust it. Mm-hmm. He says it's been working for him for 6 months. And you know, I don't want to give the name. I don't want to get his site shut down.
Right. And that's kind of where I think you'd be at here. Is that you'd get it working for a couple weeks, and then all of a sudden that site would get shut down, and you'd be back to square one. I don't like that, you know, YouTube TV's response is just apologizing. Like, that. No. Like, you should be giving everybody their money back, right?
A discount on a month, something.
A discount. Yeah. 100%. I kind of think this is the beginning of the end for me using YouTube TV. Because, once again, they started pissing me off when they pulled Monumental. Because I'm a Wizards fan and a Caps fan. And these are the months that I watch those games on YouTube TV. These are the months.
So what right are you now. Are you just going to be a Hulu Live Sports for lifer?
I don't know. I don't know what my answer is.
Fubo? Honestly, I think DirecTV was kind of the best answer we came upon.
It kind of did seem like that. But DirecTV sucks, dude. Like, how many times have you heard stories of DirecTV going out whenever there's a storm?
Oh,
or even a rain?
Right.
Right?
A power outage is the same thing, but still, yeah.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of DirecTV.
Okay.
I've always pretty much been against DirecTV.
So everything sucks, I guess, is the
Yeah, I might have
conclusion.
To go back to Cox Cable. Can I get that in Richmond?
I've never heard of that.
You never used Cox Cable? Dude,
no.
Growing up, Cox Cable was the best in Northern Virginia. Oh, you had everything. And I think they were the first to implement DVR. And that was awesome as a kid. I mean, I used to fill up my parents' DVR with, like, Fairly Odd Parents.
Of course. Yeah.
Simpsons and things like that. They just go back and watch it on my own time. And I will say, with YouTube TV, I do really enjoy the fact that you can pause things and the quad box. I need a competitor to come up with a quad box.
And Coach, let me know his thing had a quad box.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be the best quality quad box.
He sent me a video. I forgot to send that to you of him using it.
Really?
It looked like a high quality service.
Does it come with a remote? Is that on your phone?
Maybe it's on your phone. I'm going to try to send it to you now. We can talk about it next segment or something. But it's a high-quality system.
Okay. Maybe I will check it out. Any other TV or movie news that you wanted to get to today on Netflix?
I think we both agree the best movie of the year is Sinners. And as the Grammy nominations are coming out, it's doing very well. There are six songs nominated for Best Song Written for Film/TV. Sinners got three of the six spots, as well as a nomination for Best Film/TV Score. So they're giving a lot of nods to Sinners. I'm all in on it. The music, everything about that movie, perfect.
Yeah, I mean, to me, what made that movie was the twist, the big surprise reveal that it's not just, you know, like a normal movie, that you added a sci-fi type element to it. That's what really made that movie for me. And then, you know, some of the visuals, like I keep talking with my mom, watched it, and she loved it. She's obsessed with the scene in which Hailee Steinfeld comes out, or if you've seen the movie, she comes out to talk to the three people, right, that are basically zombies, right, or vampires.
Right.
And then she turns around, she's starting to walk back in, and the guy raises like 30 feet off the ground.
Yeah, that's a good...
That's just it's just really good cinematography there. Like the way they edited that, it's excellent. So Sinners should certainly win a lot of things. I still need to see Weapons. It's on my
weekend.
You do,
yeah. It's not Sinners level, but it's a dang good horror movie. Just a solid fun one.
All right. I did finish the Adam Brody Show that is on Netflix. Season 2 is out right now. It's called Nobody Wants This. Season 2, not nearly as good as Season 1. But it made me laugh. It had some good moments in it. And I think that Kristen Bell is hilarious. But you should look up this girl, Justine Loop. She is a dime. I am obsessed with her. She is beautiful. And she's hilarious in this show.
She is beautiful.
She's the sister. She was in a few things. Maybe you've seen her. She was in Succession. She was in Luckiest Girl Alive. She was in the marvelous Miss Maisel.
Not seen a single thing she's done.
Yeah, she's awesome. The cast is really good. I mean, I also think that guy Timothy Simons is really funny in the show as well. And now I'm starting to see him in some commercials. It's always funny when, like, you see a guy do really good on a TV show and then, like, feels like his career is taking off. I will say, he was one of the stars of Veep, so maybe his career took off way before this, but I have really liked him in Nobody Wants This. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for VCU basketball, and it's a VCU game day. You can watch it on the Urban Edge Network. What is that? I really don't know. We encourage you to listen along live here on 910 The Fan. Robbie Robinson, Rodney Ashby will be on the call. We'll talk VCU hoops with Matt Shelton-Ide from VCU Ram Nation coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.